This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Super Don, I'm looking at an article. A lot of stuff's popping up in my feed today that we didn't plan to talk about, and I just have to make some quick diversions anyway here. From the Los Angeles Times, of all places, they're obviously a very pro-vaccine mouthpiece. They've been yelling at anti-vaxxers and supporting Senator Richard Dickey Pan out there with SB 277, mandatory vaccines without philosophical religious exemption, now attacking doctors, providing medical exemptions. A headline here. This is from yesterday's Los Angeles Times. I'm not kidding. Again, I'm looking at the date. Yep, 2019 and everything. This is not old news. Harvard Westlake students were vaccinated. Dozens caught whooping cough anyway. Again, they have to acknowledge the failure of vaccines. Now, will this be an article that then promotes the reason why everybody must be vaccinated because they don't work? Remember, herd immunity is a scam. Artificially induced herd immunity is a scam. Not only is it turning humans into moo cows, but it's a marketing term to sell a product that doesn't work by saying, because this product doesn't work, it's even more important that everybody gets it and takes it. You can't make this up. And there are people of supposedly high intelligence quotients arguing that. It doesn't work. Even the leftist rag LA Times, pharmaceutically conflicted, admits people fully vaccinated are getting sick. Well, that's all the more reason why everybody must get a vaccine, because they don't work. That's the argument that they have to ultimately come to. And I find it ludicrous, ridiculous, that we even have to. Except we are, you know, one tiny fraction of this huge media empire that we're called by Schiff and others. Hotez. We're a media empire. To counteract the nonsense, the absolute nonsense that the pro-vaccine cultists have. Look, I'm about freedom. You want to do it? I would try to dissuade you with, you know, intellectual arguments, not by force of government. And, you know, here you have evidence within the mainstream media, not alternative media. It's just kind of like me talking about last hour Ben Swan. He's not a homeopath. He's not a natural doctor or anything, but he's get street cred to this guy. Intellectual engagement. You can't deny that there is vaccine injury, etc. And so in this case, you have the Los Angeles Times admitting that vaccines don't work. They don't work. And even when they do, they don't have evidence for it because they've never conducted inert placebo-controlled double-blind crossover multi-center trials. It doesn't exist. They don't exist. So I bring that up in maybe some illustration or instruction that when the mainstream media reports on something, the conclusion that you get from the article should be your own, not what they're going to try and convince you of based on what they're revealing, right? What would be the argument if vaccines are clearly not working? Students are fully vaccinated and they're getting whooping cough. Well, a logical conclusion, Superdon, correct me if I'm wrong, because you're the logic meister, right?
The logic meister?
The logic meister. Logic meister. I would ask you, I mean, your conclusion would be, well, obviously, we need to get everybody vaccinated then. I mean, well, does that make sense at all? Because that's where they go with us.
Well, I believe I saw this article yesterday. I'm pretty sure it's the same one you're talking about. And basically, in the article, if I remember correctly, what they point out is that the whooping cough vaccine, like most all vaccines, is not 100% effective. And the whooping cough vaccine, in particular, happens to wane over a period of time. So what happens is people actually have to get another vaccine. Mm-hmm. And they also, you know, it's the thing they always say, that even if you get the vaccine and you get the whooping cough, that because you got the initial vaccine, that your symptoms are going to be less than they would be if you didn't get the vaccine.
Well, and here's the question on that, Super Don, Logic Meister. Where is the independent controlled studies where you're actually assessing that statement, right?
Well, then their their explanation for that is that in order to conduct the type of trial that you are describing would be unethical. And so because there's an ethical problem with that, because basically what would happen is if you took a group of people and did not purposely vaccinate them, you are then setting them up in order to catch a deadly disease, and that's not an ethical thing to do.
Well, I realize, but you did like a pro-vaccine fanatic. You're not, but you left beyond what I was saying. You didn't listen to what I was saying. It was a question of post-market surveillance. If they were to make a claim like, oh, but those who still get the whooping cough who had the whooping cough shot or boosters, but it's milder, I'm asking for where's the evidence for that? And they make this up. They just say it. And if we were to just say something like that, being holistically inclined, they would say, where's the study to prove it? Is my point is that you can't say there's an unethical aspect, even pretend to go post-market surveillance. Let's talk about people who are fully vaccinated, still getting the so-called disease or infection. Is it milder?
They just need another vaccine.
Yeah, they just need to get more vaccines.
They need a booster.
Conclusion.
Yeah.
Exactly. Get another booster. All right, folks, we're speaking about shots this hour, but now I've got to transition to a different kind of shot. The shot from a gun, a bullet. There's a horrible, horrible disaster that occurred in New Zealand. I don't know, how long ago was this? A couple of days ago. This is very fresh in the media, what's happening. And out of New Zealand, they say a suspected white supremacist charged with murder after New Zealand mosque shootings. Now, this guy apparently went in and shot up the church, left or mosque, and left it, got another gun, reloaded, came back in and shot some more. I got to ask the question. How is it possible if this guy, who apparently got licensed firearms in New Zealand, the government knew he had them, where was anybody else in this mosque or anywhere nearby to take this shooter down with another firearm? Because you're not going to do it by holding up a please stop sign, right? Where is that? Now, I don't know that they're asking the question. I'm asking it. And, of course, what's happening here is even people like Ocasio-Cortez are blaming the United States NRA, which I don't believe there's a chapter of. Maybe I could be wrong. Is there an NRA in New Zealand?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. And then, of course, they're blaming Donald Trump because this guy apparently may have mentioned Trump. I'm like, dude, reach much? I don't know what this guy, I have a lot of suspicions about this because, you know, the vast majority of these mass shootings happen or are conducted by people that are on psychiatric medication. And guess what? Two countries in the world allow prescription drug advertising. The United States and New Zealand. Isn't that interesting? Could we maybe curtail that without being a consideration of violation of freedom of speech? Because, again, is it not supposed to be controlled a little bit better than that? They won't allow anybody to drink beer in a commercial. And I look at this and I say, wait a second. They're now calling for what? Disarming of all New Zealanders. This happened many years ago in Australia, a disastrous shooting of children. And the response outside of America to those things is, abandon guns, all ye who are innocent and would never do this. In America, when these things happen, most people that believe that the Second Amendment is not granted to us by government, but it is an acknowledgement of a right inherent to us by virtue of our birth from a creator, maybe you might say God, I would, beyond government, then you realize that these episodes strengthen the need for protection of the ability of the human being, whether it be in America, whether it be in New Zealand, to protect him or herself or his or her community. Because we've had evidence of other shootings that took place that were curtailed or minimized by someone else who had a firearm. So this idea of disarming innocent people is a non-starter. It's one of those things that lacks intellectual acumen, integrity or otherwise. Because this guy got a hold of a gun, apparently lawfully, according to New Zealand regulations, and did this horrible, heinous act, we now need to remove firearms from anybody who would utilize them. Of course, in the vast majority of cases, for defending life, not taking it. Are there elements of this in this New Zealand shooting that's gone, you know, news around the world to try and disarm, arguments for disarmament? I think I'm hearing it. Not only from Ocasio-Cortez, but I think they even accused Chelsea Clinton, of all people, of having some level of responsibility here.
That was an interesting stretch because, you know, recently there were some comments that were made by a congresswoman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember her name, Ilhar or something Omar.
Right.
Where she made some anti-Semitic comments on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Chelsea Clinton came out and made a comment about how those types of comments are not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you've got some people in the Muslim community, I believe, that are blaming Chelsea Clinton for what happened in New Zealand because they're saying her comments about this congresswoman that made the anti-Semitic comments fostered and basically stoked the hate and the fear that caused this guy to go and shoot these people in this mosque.
Yeah. I mean, it's ludicrous. Of course, you know, we talk about individuals behaving badly. And then we begin to question, what is it that this individual was doing prior to this that could have warned law enforcement or others? What medications was he on or not on? These are immediate questions. If you're going to be a detective in learning about motive, etc., instead, never let a crisis go to waste by those who want to strengthen the heavy hand of government, the totalitarian regime of government. Even in so-called modern democracies, of which the American organic Republican form of government is not, never shall be a democracy. Should it be, it will end up being a total socialistic, fascistic, totalitarian, communistic regime, of which a lot of evidence to support that much of that is already in play in the United States. When you hear of a disastrous school shooting, your first thought should be, do I have my arms at the ready? Should someone try to do this to me or any of my loved ones or my community? Because if you're waiting for first responders, look what happens. Look how many people died because no one else was there, a good guy with a firearm to defend the people in this mosque in New Zealand. Anything else is just political chicanery.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we love it when you submit your questions. Questions of the day we get to do from time to time here. You go to robertscottbell.com. That's one of the easiest ways because Superdon will see it if you submit it on the website, robertscottbell.com. In the notes, when we are going or planning to cover a question of the day, you can get advance notice prior to the show by going to the notes of that day and going, I wonder if he's got any questions. I wonder if my question is going to be answered. Yeah, no, you can do that. And it'll usually be listed in a special kind of, it'll be obvious it's a question of the day.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
And then if you're not sure when it's going to happen, if it's the first question of the day, you'll hear that song. And there might be visuals associated with the RSV Show 2.0 starting tomorrow when we do that as well, because a lot of things you'll be able to see, not just hear, which will be fun. So this question of the day is coming from Annie. Annie is, in fact, Superdon, do you have that visually in the notes that you can read her question of the day? Well, that would be nice for you to do it because make you cringe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not going to make me cringe. Question of the day from Annie. Hello, RSB. I was wondering if you can put silver in the coffee enema or just do a silver enema. I was told I have an inflamed liver due to a virus. Mm-hmm. Silver enema seems like a good idea. Thank you, Annie.
I hear Super Don about to break into song.
Hi ho, silver!
I'm dying. Nowhere left for me to run now. Got that feeling. Paint the ceiling. Buttons popping. Ain't no stopping now. Enema. Coffee enema. Enema.
Hi, I like where Annie's going with this. I know. See, it just like you couldn't help it. And anytime we get to play that, which is very rarely, it's a good day. And it's St. Paddy's Day, and a coffee enema question comes in, but a variation of it, derivation of it. How about a silver enema? Okay, so you're told you have an inflamed liver due to a virus. What is silver in its active form? It's the ion. It is virus static. It stops viral replication. Now, you can take the silver orally every hour, outpacing replication curves. Sublingually, it goes into the lymph and the blood. It'll pass to the liver, where there will be some functional bioactivity, but then it's pretty much neutralized by metallothionines, glutathione, and so you might not have as big an impact taking it orally. Why are coffee enemas so significant in their impact on the liver? Because you're delivering caffeine primarily, but there may be some other things, through the hepatic pathway that's right from the colon. This is why coffee enemas are interesting, because by and large, I can't drink a lot of coffee. I would get jittery. But if I do the coffee the other end, as Superdon says, the wrong end, I don't necessarily get jittery. You can take too much and eventually it'll spill over, so to speak. But for the most part, it's metabolized by the liver, stimulating glutathione production, causing the bile ducts to open wide and dump things back out into the colon very rapidly. Now, if you can deliver silver that way, why not? You're delivering caffeine that way through coffee. It's a brilliant idea, Annie. And yes, I have argued that in cases of like Hep C, which I dispute is an actual virus necessarily, but okay, no matter. You want to have the interaction directly in the liver. That pathway is good. So clear the colon out via either a coffee enema prior or a water-based cleanse, and then follow up with the silver, right? You could do a solid silver if you can afford it, 2, 3, 4 ounces, whatever you can get in there. Retain it for 15, 20 minutes, then evacuate if it's enough, or a smaller quantity that you won't need to evacuate right away. Or if you can't afford to do that much, you can dilute it in a pure water as you can get. Obviously, you have less efficacy because there's less bioactive silver. So if you're dealing with a liver issue, that would be great. Now, homeopathic drainage remedies also impact liver inflammation. Yes, and if you can't get the homeopathic remedies because the FDA is clamping down on them, there are frequencies you'll be able to program into your Echo Water machine. Say, liver, right on your cell phone or on your computer. It will connect to your machine, and in 90 seconds, you'll have frequencies that will facilitate your liver. Can't say how, just does it. And guess what? Nobody can stop you from doing that. Only you can. So there's your addition. Obviously increasing selenium levels, basic things like that. But in terms of direct impact on the liver, silver enemas. You heard it here. Oh my gosh, the skeptics are going to have a field day, Super Don. Let them. In the meantime, all y'all with liver issues are going to be much healthier and happier because of it. And see, I didn't even mention CanGest, which is a great formula, by the way. But if you want to have direct impact and stuff that stops viral replication, selenium orally, silver rectally, and orally. All right, y'all. How are we going to clear Alzheimer's with light and sound? Next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Sunday said she would be looking for answers from Facebook and other social media firms about how an attack that killed 50 mosque-goers was live-streamed on their platforms. A horrific video shot by the gunman who carried out the mosque massacre was live-streamed on Facebook before being removed by the company. It lasted 17 minutes and was shared repeatedly on YouTube and Twitter. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar tells CNN State of the Union,
"They should have to get this off the Internet immediately. There's no place on the Internet for people watching murders."
Joining Senator Klobuchar and numerous other Democrats running for president is New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. She's been traveling around the country to gauge support for a run and made it official today. And on Fox News Sunday, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg said there may be another candidate.
"I'm not going to make any news this morning, but all of the signs are pointing in the right direction."
He says he's already received donations from more than 65,000 individual donors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Scott Bell Show. All right, y'all. Thanks for being here. We got a little time left, but we're still going to be here each and every week on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. Same time, same bad channel, so to speak. But our Monday through Friday show is shifting. As of the 18th, we've been warning you. We've been giving you a heads up. If you think I'm going to be on live 7 to 9 Eastern, not happening. We're going to be on 3 to 5 Eastern in the afternoon, U.S. time, noon to 2 Pacific, Monday through Friday, live on Natural News Radio, naturalnewsradio.com, where we launched our weekday show in Groundhog Day 2011, interestingly enough. So it's our 20th year in broadcast media, radio specifically, but we are now going to be converting our Monday through Friday show to a
long format, so to speak, because we can go over 2 hours there. A lot of people have been asking us to do that. But we'll still be heard on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud. There'll still be RSS feeds picking that up. UK Health Radio is still going to be broadcasting the show as well. And just want to give you, again, a heads up. If you think you're tuning in at the normal time, Monday through Friday, you will be able to tune in, but it won't be the live show because it'll already be done. It'll be the archive. So catch us live earlier in the day, starting Monday, March 18th, for those of you listening live here today on our radio broadcast with GCN. Super Don, anything to add to that before we dive into our next subject?
No, I think that's it. So what do we got on tap here? Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, this is a cool story. You sent this to me.
What is it?
And this is about Alzheimer's. I mean, not that Alzheimer's is a new topic on this show.
Mm-hmm.
But never before have I ever seen anything like this. And this is not coming from, again, we always qualify these stories and these headlines in situations like this, because this is not coming from Natural News. This is not coming from, you know, some kind of a health website.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming from ScienceAlert.com, right? This is a science website. And this is talking about of curing Alzheimer's, potentially, using something that you can't put in a pill.
Yes.
Right?
Light and sound. Light and sound.
What?
Now, some of you know, I have perspectives on what the Holy Spirit is, divine spirit. I've called it the Ek. I think it's like Shakespeare, whoever that was. Read official stories. There's an old chapter on who was Shakespeare. But a rose by any other name would smell as sweet, right? That concept of, really, does God sit up wherever he sits, everywhere, and say, you know what, really upsets me when you use this term instead of that term. I just think, not such a big deal. I think there's a lot more humor at that level than sometimes we would give our creator credit for, right? We're pretty funny. He created us, right? So I think, humor. But I would say there are two aspects to spirit, light and sound, okay? Manifests as light, manifests as sound. And there are, of course, modalities in recovery from disease that don't involve necessarily molecular responses, right? Homeopathy. Although you can now measure, even beyond the number of Avogadro, what they call nanoparticulate remnants of the original substance in a homeopathic remedy. We have the technology to do that. But is that an argument that because there is one like nanoparticle out of 100 trillion other particles that it's the particle that did it? Or what about what we're learning about water itself? Whether it be the imagery of the water crystals Emoto did with pictures of frozen crystals. Excuse me. Thinking about the love that you put in the water. You pray over the water and positive things, and you see these beautiful things. Now, and then there's polluted water. There's water. Now, some of it, honestly, is what we call selective in regards to the pictures of the crystals. You could say, I argue that they're more representative of that versus that. So, you know, it's not a double-blind placebo-controlled study that Emoto did. I acknowledge that. But the reality is when you go into a room filled with happy, joyous, laughing people, how do you feel? Do you feel uplifted or do you feel like, oh man, I'm so depressed? Or if you feel great, you walk into a room of angry, depressed, how do you feel? Is that emotion, which is energy, is it physical? Can you measure it? Oh, I can measure hormones. But is it energy? You walk into that room and you sense and you feel that energy. How real is energy, right? And I joke about, you know, the skeptics who are molecular reductionists. It's only about medicine that is real. And what is medicine that is real? Oh, pray tell, skeptic. Yes, I use the word pray tell. It's something we can measure. Well, is that enough? No, it has to be able to kill you. Then it's real. Not making that up. They've used that argument against homeopathy. You can take all the homeopathy in the world and you won't die. So it's not real. Right? So if your measurement of real medicine is that it can kill you, this is not your show. Just going to say it right out loud. I don't mind if you're not here. You can be here and learn something, but if you're here just to shout at me for not being a molecular reductionist, exclusionary to all other forms of healing, including non-material medicine. Speaking of exclusion, the water involved in the making of the key home technology that we use to protect against EM, harmful EM fields, is called exclusion zone water. And it's fascinating. The properties of water that they are acknowledged in the scientific fields, but they don't have rational, fully engaged explanations for. We're talking quantum physics, quantum entanglement, all of this stuff that relates to a whole other reality that is our reality, but one that has been shielded from us by molecular reductionist, collectivist, pharmaceutical, Skeptox, for instance. Now, I find it interesting that Germany is the home for homeopathic medicine. Because my German friends, you know who you are, very intellectual, very mental, very meticulous, and I don't use that as a critique or a criticism. I'm just like, it's a kind of a generalized, you know, the culture is that way. I've got some of my best friends in Germany. So what am I to say? You got homeopathy coming out of Germany. That makes no sense. But in any given consciousness, there are those that leap beyond it. The limitations of, for instance, mental constructs or mental plane realities. And when we talk about spirit, does it not go beyond even the mental ability to describe it or validate it through peer-reviewed literature? You can show outcomes being different, but how do you really explain energy at the level of healing, the transformation of matter through energy? Again, I come back to sticking your finger in a light socket and see how that invisible energy impacts your material, you know, body, right? It's very real. It's not subtle. So the question is, why wouldn't subtle energies exist too? They do, but some people can't handle it. So, long way around to get into this cool story about scientists clearing Alzheimer's plaque from mice using only light and sound. This is out of MIT. They found strobe lights and a low-pitched buzz can be used to recreate brain waves lost in the disease, which in turn remove plaque and improve cognitive function in mice engineered to display Alzheimer's-like behaviors. Like, what the heck is going on here? You mean you're sending signals, waves, through light and sound that mimic the waves that are normally there in a healthy brain? Yes. And guess what? The plaque disappears. This reminds me of a wonderful book, and I don't know, Super Don, if you've read this, Mutant Message from Down Under. And it was written about a woman's, supposedly a fictionalized version. I don't know what was fiction or not, but it's a fascinating story. And one of the most profound memories of that book, and I've mentioned it before, was when one of the tribesmen of the Aboriginals fell off of a cliff, fell down, and a bone was broken to the point where it was out of the skin and everything. And then the tribe, the Aboriginals, gathered around this injured member and did something just around them. And as she witnessed this restoration of the bone into the body and the integrity as if it weren't broken. And what they said is what all they were doing, because how did this happen? Well, what we were doing was reminding those cells, the bone itself, of what it was prior to the accident. This is what you were. Go back. Remember? Remember. And the concept of remembering is interesting to me as well. It implies membership. Okay, so when you're remembering, you're going back into your membership. What is that membership in? Is it a country club? Is it the vaccine club? What is it in? And I would say on a spiritual basis, light and sound, spirit, it's a remembering that you are a part of creation itself. You are a part of the Creator. You are created in its image, whatever you perceive or believe that to be. To remember, it's to rejoin, if you will, consciously, your origin. Your birthright, your lineage, your connection to the source of all sources. And very much about this light and sound technology that MIT has stumbled upon, it's fascinating because all medicine in the future, and it could be now, will be frequencies. Frequency medicine. You all have heard us talk about the key technology, the Echo water machines from Synergy Science. My gosh, why don't you have one yet? Especially with the advancements in having the receiver's technology to put any frequency you want into that water to do what it's doing in this MIT study, which is the energy itself is like a reminder of what it was like before the plaque was on the nerves in the brain. And it, you could call it magically, but life is pretty amazing itself. A lot of not how do you explain it, really? Intelligent design, it's not an accident. It's not a million monkeys typing it on a typewriter and one day they write a sonnet. That's not it. There's a creator. And so this, to me, is evidence of this. You send frequencies that mimic or are the same, whether it be through light or sound or both, and the brain goes back to what it was before. Super Don, I don't know if I'm making any sense here, but I'm as excited as any story that I've ever covered in this short segment here on the show, and I'd like to revisit this in our long form because I am intrigued as you know what.
Most definitely. I mean, this is, listen, when you've got MIT coming out with these types of results, you can't argue with MIT. I mean, they're very well respected. These are like the cream of the crop, right? And, something like this is unheard of. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before where they're using frequencies for Alzheimer's and coming to this conclusion in a revered institution like MIT. So, yeah, I mean, what will they do with this? I don't know. This is you think about this. This is a threat, right? I mean, this, there are pharmaceutical companies that are looking at this and going, wait a minute, hold on a second.
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to be doing the Alzheimer's moonshot here and getting all this money from the government to find a cure for Alzheimer's. And these guys over here are doing it with light and sound. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? Right? I love that. Well, and this is the threat to, again, molecular reductionist collectivism, that, you know, individual healing has everything to do with how you perceive reality. What is your belief about something? Now, in this case, the mice don't believe or not believe about the light and sound therapy. They're seeing that by introducing these frequencies into the brain of Alzheimer's containing mice, could it impact dementia, that it's dissolving, and I don't mean by a physical. I don't think they're arguing physically. They're just, how? And I would argue it's memory. It's when these energies, these frequencies are present all of the time, there is a frequency of health and vitality. And there are frequencies of disease, decay, fear, depression, right? These are all energies then manifesting physically, not necessarily the other way around, although maybe there's an as above, so below, and vice versa principle here. If y'all are digging this, please let me know. I love it. We're going to do some more when we come back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Once again, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, but we're changing how we deliver the 5 days of the week, Monday through Friday, beginning tomorrow, those of you listening live. We're going to be live from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, Eastern Time, U.S., noon to 2 Pacific, and you will be able to watch us on YouTube live, listen through naturalnewsradio.com. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is kicking it back into gear for us and with us. And, all of the archived positions will be there still. UK Health Radio will be picking us up. But again, for those of you listening live on radio through our broadcast radio syndicator, GCN, GCNLive.com, we still remain here. This is our home and broadcast radio syndication for our Sunday show. Monday through Friday, we are delivering through a different mechanism and method. And if you're not sure, if you can't remember, you can always come to robertscatbell.com. You'll have a way to plug in and sign up for email alerts. And we'll actually visually be able to show you how to do that with our new format, because it will be live interactive video like never before, Super Don.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be a big change for us, and I think it's going to serve our listeners in a way that they have not been served. You've been served by the Robert Scott Bell Show. So looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. So if you go to robertscottbell.com right now, in the notes where there's a tab up top that says show about RSB, meet the team, show archive, sponsorship info, upcoming events, whatever. But usually the first thing you'll see is today's notes on any given day, except for the one day we don't broadcast. But every other day you will. And there's also an upcoming events tab. Now, that's embedded also into the notes of the day. But if you go to upcoming events, you will see, my gosh, there are online summits like the Women's Heart Health Summit that I think has already expired, Super Don. If I'm looking February 4th through 10th, you could probably remove that. But you'll always...
Well, here's the thing. The only reason why I'm leaving that up there is because those are still available if you want to go and take advantage of those that have already been live. You still have the ability to do that.
Good. All right. So we still do have that, and we have the upcoming big one. The NOCO Hemp Expo is later this month in Denver, Colorado, March 29th and 30th, live broadcast from there. Total Health 19, that's in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, April 12th, 13th, 14th. And then we've got Autism 1, May 22nd or 26th. I'll head out a little early to get to the Advanced Medicine Conference in Pasadena, and that is Memorial Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, with Dr. Bitar, Bruce Lipton, Del Bigtree, and others. So a lot of cool upcoming events. Stay plugged in, whether you're listening to us on radio on Sundays or our new delivery format through naturalnewsradio.com and robertscottbell.com Monday through Friday. You're welcome here. All of y'all are welcome here. All right, final segment of the day, Super Don. Where are we going? Rock the vote? Is this about rocking the vote?
Well, Nancy Pelosi wants to, I think we talked about this a couple days ago. She had this grand idea that apparently she's been behind for a while, that she wants to lower the voting age to 16.
Right.
I think there's a strategy to that.
Mm-hmm. Which way will they lean? Young people lean liberal. They want to be taken care of. Not all of them. Post-millennials are coming back to conservative libertarian values, I believe. If my son is any example, and others like Isaac, who is a guy we had on, Ethan's older brother, right?
Yep, Lindenberger.
So there are people that do get the liberty thing, but most 16-year-olds, maybe not a good idea to vote. I think voting, if it could change anything, they would outlaw it. You know, Super Don and I are on pretty much the same page there. There are better ways and other ways to go. Get local, reduce the power and influence of government in your life, and you'll find freedom much more palatable, amenable to the life you want to lead. So they went to ask young people about this on Twitter. And there are 16-year-olds that actually agree with us that younger voters may be not a good idea. Here's a Logan Hall saying, when I was 16, my friends and I bought a live lobster, put it on a leash, and walked it around the neighborhood at 2 a.m. Yeah, I mean, should disqualify you right there. You're, dumb as a lobster or walking a lobster throughout the day. I've also said that unless you actually know the Constitution, I don't care how old you are. You could be 21, 45, or 70-something or 80-something. If you don't know the Constitution, maybe that should be a disqualifying feature of the voting issue. I just think that's good. Did you see any other young people's comments that are worth mentioning here?
Oh, man. There were quite a few. People finding dead possums on the road, putting a beer in its hand and saying, don't drink and drive. People sneaking out, taking their grandmother's van, going joyriding. But the one I like the best, which I can probably relate to, somebody on Twitter said, I'm legally not allowed to discuss what I was doing at 16.
Another girl, Kirsten, said she was she sucked a drinking glass to her face for 10 minutes and gave her lower face a giant hickey that took 3 weeks to heal.
Oh,
yeah. Probably not a
who
good
are you
going to
vote for?
Right, who are you going to vote for, right? Y'all, we got a lot more healing to go. Remember, RSB 2.0 launches tomorrow. Go to robertscottbell.com. God's honest truth. It's because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.